Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Jeffrey Wright and Company. My name is Jeffrey Wright. You can follow me on X at jwright929ESPN. As always, you can listen on the radio dial 92.9 FM, 680 AM. But if you're away from the radio dial, we're streaming on the Odyssey app. Free to download, free to listen. You can even listen on demand with the rewind feature. But we're also streaming on the TuneIn Radio app as well as the iHeartRadio app. Back in the producer's chair is George Ruggiero. You can follow him on X at KingGeorge94. George, good day, sir.
Good afternoon, Jeffrey. How was it yesterday with just you and Tim?
Well, it was going to be just me and Tim, and then Tim had a sick child. His son was sick, so Tim was able to do the first hour. Mark made the mistake of texting me from Fiserv Forum, and I could sense, I was like, oh, Mark's not on kid duty, and I roped Mark into doing 30 minutes with me. Yesterday afternoon. So Mark made the mistake of texting me while he was working, and I could sniff out that he wasn't with his kids and didn't have kid duty. So nice job there, Giannotto. Well done.
Great detective work.
Sixth sense of when I can take advantage of someone. My company is each and every Wednesday on the program. He's the head coach and team director of Team Thad. Follow him on socials at Dream Big Herd. Coach Herd, good day, sir. I think we got the wrong one.
We got it.
There we go. Now we're on.
I'm on. Okay.
There we go.
Happy Hump Day.
Hump Day.
Good Sports Day. Yes, sir.
All right. Quickly before we get going, y'all tell me if this makes me a bad person. So.
When you start off like
that.
When we open that.
I leave it up. Listen.
Cards are on the table.
I acknowledge. My personality is unique, shall we say. But I also am nowhere near as socially inept as my wife likes to think I am. I do recognize circumstances. I sometimes choose to ignore them, but I am aware of what a social norm would be. Okay, so I was driving around today, and I was running a couple errands. And I'm in one of those ones where it's like a 10 or 15 minute drive. And I've noticed DirecTV has been calling me like the last, I don't know, it feels like it started last weekend, and they call at least once a day. I usually ignore it, but I also acknowledge there have been a couple of times they call, and you can get a deal out of it. Because DirecTV is very much in this holding on for dear life stage of their life cycle. Now, where they're making the mistake is they've got me till the end. Like, I'm a foxhole guy with DirecTV. But I answer the phone, and the nice woman that was clearly pushing very hard, she was pushing a bundle of movie channels that I didn't want to interrupt her, but I was pretty sure I already got. This is not premium. This was not Showtime, or this wasn't
HBO. You're not getting stars.
Right.
You're not,
this was not something that, like, you're like, ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, 3 months. All right, maybe I'll see what you got. They were pushing. It was just called like movie channels, and she was like, she's like, well, this is like from channels 575 through like 580. So it's like basically it's like you get six extra movie channels that I'm pretty sure are probably recycling movies that are already on something else. But she went for her big sell with Peacock. And instead of paying $11.99 a month for Peacock, she could conveniently put it all on my bill for $10 a month. And I also had to explain to her, I was like, well, you know, we get Peacock through our credit card. Like we've got a deal there. And then she just, I got to give her credit. This woman ran a good offense. I mean, just starts going like outside zone, inside zone. I didn't know where she was coming from. Then she threw a play action pass on me. And like, I'm like the guy on the flight deck in Top Gun. Like, where'd who go? Like, I've got it. She gave a little bit of weakness, though. I could tell she started to repeat talking points. And then I caught her.
Went back to the script.
She had to go back to the script. And basically, I just start running my offense. And I just start, like, I totally flip it on her head to the point, like, she was left speechless. Like, you could tell she had an answer for everything, like, every single thing. But, like, I could smell blood in the water, and it was game on. And I thought as we hung up the phone, like, I thanked her for her time. There was no ugliness. But, like, I was wondering, like, does it make me a bad person that I truly viewed it as a win that on a sales call that I could have easily hung up on and been done with, no big deal. Like, once I realized what they were providing, I didn't need it, but I didn't. The woman's working. I didn't want to just sit there and be rude to her, and she wasn't being rude to me. She had a job to do. But when you beat someone that's at that game, should it be as satisfying as it was? Does that make me a bad person that I truly, like, was kind of peacocking for about 30 seconds?
When you say satisfying, then that do make you like, wow. Like it can make you feel like you shouldn't be that happy.
Correct.
About
it, right? So, I did fundamentally acknowledge that. But I also think there were a lot. I wish we would have had video of it, because I do think that if you could have seen the tape, I think you would have sat there and said, like, well, I mean, he played pretty well there.
No. I mean, it's impressive. And I don't want to take that away. I do think, although they say Southern people are the easiest to sell to, if you can get them on the phone or especially face-to-face, I also think Southern people in Memphis, just because we're wired, no matter if you're from where Jeffrey from, private school, he's just as smart. Jeffrey know plenty of street knowledge. Or if you're from the urban city like me, I know our balance is so strong in Memphis. We are kind of used to a lip mess anyway, or somebody trying to.
Our default setting is, what are you selling?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, what's the catch here? Like, it's the.
Yes.
Our default, when we start hearing people talk and you're like, maybe it's because, like, maybe it's like when we got swindled with the pyramid, like the guy came in and was like talking to us. Like, maybe it's we've heard so many pitches for, you know, a new minor league team. Like, we've heard it all before. Like, there's an element of, like, what's the catch?
What's the catch? And,
yeah.
And for a different reason, like you said, from Ned, and, like, you got I got reasons just because how I grew up, and you live in something too good to be true is usually kind of not right. So
we
right,
don't believe that there's such thing as, like, a once-in-a-lifetime deal. We think that in the back of our minds, we're like, you're still making money off this. Like, how?
Jeffrey, if somebody say it right now, you, George, Jeffrey, and everybody on Mount Moriah, they don't even know exactly where we at, but everybody, he's
240 Mount Moriah, basically. I think we're technically on Willow.
If they say everybody run outside and the first 10 people getting $1 million, I probably wouldn't. Maybe I would lose that day. I probably wouldn't be one of the ones who ran the fastest, because I would think, what's...
There's a catch.
Yes, it's a catch. So what you saying that... A lot of salesmen that call from around the world are not ready. So what you did was impressive, but I find myself with vacation packages and all kind of other stuff. I find myself coming back at them probably a little more than they're used to also, and you can tell that they're not used to somebody challenging
them. No, you can definitely, like, you could hear, like, she just went silent.
Yeah.
Like, it's like there was no, because you can tell, like, if you've ever followed these things, like, they have such a script for every possible, like, rebuttal that you could have to them. They have an answer for it. And I don't know if you, like, you could, maybe she was, like, fumbling for papers on, like, what do you do when American Express offers the same thing but cheaper?
Now, one thing I got to give some of them, though, Jeff, some of them are pretty good.
Now, I guarantee you, the woman that called me, I guarantee you she's at the top of her charts because this woman did not take no easily.
Yeah, some of them are very good. And so, and the average human being that's not from Memphis, they will get, it's two things, pet peeves I have with this, Jeff, and I think we can enjoy it. We can teach the listeners some. The first pet peeve I have is, because I don't know if you get, with me, I guess it's a listed show if you fly a lot or if you stay at resorts a lot. I get a lot of calls with people trying to sell me like a vacation package. Mostly like
timeshares?
Well, I always lead to that, but like even if you don't want to do it, I didn't got all exclusive trips to Mexico call for me. Wyndham do a lot of island and resorts.
Try that one more time.
Wyndham.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, my bad. I'm thinking about them apartments
No, they were Wyndham too. Yeah. Same branding.
So Wyndham,
all I can remember about that apartment complex is they used to run ads on Ron and Steve and Karen every day. Apartments with garages.
Garages, and they got a driveway.
Man, they sold that hard.
And they got a sister property on Houston Living. I don't know if you know that. But so the two things that I get to is, let's not start it. I'm just using a low number. Let's not start at $99.99, and when I say no, then you go to $79, then you say you're fine. Let's start. If you want to get me, I let them know where it is right here. I say, listen, let's take your hat off. Start with the best you can do. Let's start, and you might get my business. And some of them be like, listen, Mr. Hurd, okay, you straight up. This is the best. Let's just start there. That's the one thing.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and get to that number, and then I'll tell you what my answer is. Yeah.
So I'm with that because, guys, we don't have a lot of time to waste. You know, it's to get Jeffrey on the phone for that long, I commend her for that because we have a lot to do. The second pet peeve is when you try to pull something like, I don't want to call them out, Lifetime Fitness, right? They're a great fitness center, right?
So kind of sounded like you wanted to call them out.
Yeah, they're a great fitness center. So yeah. If you know anything about
He didn't even throw a butt in.
No,
he was like, I don't want to call him out. Lifetime.
This one.
Like, he didn't even throw it in like, I wouldn't want to call him out, but. Yeah, no, ready to go.
Coach Tony calls him out. I got a lot of friends to go over there, right? But they're kind of complaining too. So this is the thing. If you know anything about me, I'm not disciplined at this age with my diet. I'm a couple years from being 40.
I had American Deli today.
American Deli? Yeah.
I only got the 6-piece wing combo though.
So that's good for us at our age.
Yeah, I cut back.
Hand up. Well, you know why I ended up having to do this.
You were on the road last night.
Calories
on the road don't count.
Well, that's what we probably, if I could get to that, because Coach Tony, he do it at the hotel. I was on a good 2-3 weeks till I went to Vegas. Now I'm trying to get back. So I'm like 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off at my age, right? Well, at one point.
I might be like 2 hours on, 2 weeks off, but like, yeah, keep going.
Yeah, I was walking Shelby Farms a few weeks ago. I was drinking water. I was only eating between 12 and 8. I had a little rhythm going before I went to Vegas. Like, it was.
I also noticed this week, it's because it's the first time, like, I've done, I went on a trip with my dad and brothers, and it's the first time I've, like, eaten consecutive meals with my dad. And it clicked with me. It's like, it's not my fault. It's his. The man that taught me, like, oh, you basically need to order the whole menu?
Yeah.
Because you want a little of this and a little of that? Like, that's all on him. Like, I wasn't born this way. Yeah. This is learned behavior.
He put it on you.
Yes. Like, my dad at one point, like, I was, like, doing the math. The menu had, like, 13 items on it. We had 7.
Wow.
There was 4 of us.
If you break 50%, come on.
Well, and then like
I fear them at a Cheesecake Factory.
Well, though, then we did don't know.
That'd be 42.
I would never, ever take him there. But we even did the move of we went steakhouse. Everybody's like dead. Like needs like the like at the steakhouse the same way you feel when you get done with Texas Day Brazil, where it's like you've decided to go red light and you really think you need to go throw up immediately. We ordered not one but 2 desserts.
Oh, But this life was placed on you, Jeffrey. Yeah, you're a victim.
Again.
Clearly.
He's a victim.
Your words, not mine.
But don't repeat the cycle and put it on them beautiful kids you had. That's all I'm asking you, Jeffrey, right? Don't repeat the cycle.
The good news is, like, I'm now outnumbered because it's two women to me.
Oh, so they can tell you calm
and
down.
And so now what I, no, it's not that. It's now I'm just going to go to chick food places, places that I'm not even going to be that excited to eat at.
Name a couple of them.
Like,
because I can eat anywhere.
I'm already dreading eating at Babalu. I've hated Babalu with all due respect to everyone. Yeah. Like, I'm not saying the establishment's wrong. The food is not for me.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, those places.
Midtown. Okay.
City Silo. I can already feel, like, I'm just going to be like, why don't y'all go? Have a girl's night.
Yeah.
Daddy's going to Osaka.
So let me tell y'all what Lifetime did. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Let me tell y'all what Lifetime did. So, I don't know if y'all know we live in Memphis. So, in Memphis, I'm saying this respectfully, before the guards and stuff came, you could get your car stolen a lot of places. Like, I had a college coach tell me his car got stolen and he valeted it. I was like, I'm sorry.
Well, in fairness, though, that's the perfect crime. We have to give them the keys.
Yeah. But he expected, like, the hotel to protect it, right? And they didn't.
Really?
Like, in most cities, yeah, the hotel protect it. So they was doing. They have did a scheme that.
It's called finder's fee, heard?
Let me tell you how clever they have gotten, though. They have did a scheme, criminals were, and I don't think this new, they think when you're working out, you're focused. So quite a few cars have been getting stolen from certain workout gyms. So when I found out my gym had been having a little problems, I said, well, look, Lifetime haven't had no problems. Let me call them up because it's halfway. You know, I'm in the Germantown, Cordova area. I ain't got to go to the LA Fitness all the way in Collierville, like deep. You know, Lifetime is like right there still, not too far from Germantown.
It's like Houston, Levy, and Poplar.
Yeah, Poplar.
Yeah.
So everybody else telling me 29, 49.
Whatever. What Ford is that? I don't know. There's a big Ford dealership.
It's like going towards that Longhorn over there and some.
It's not Landers. There's an Osaka right there, too, by the way.
Is Osaka on that side?
Heck yeah, there is.
I ain't know that.
Uh-huh.
So
it's in the behind. So you got the Steak Escape?
Steak?
Yeah, it's behind it.
It's a Moe's over there?
Yeah, it's in that one.
Oh, it's at the end
of it. It's at the end of it.
Okay. So, you know, everybody else 29, 39, 49, right? I guess they went up. I called Lifetime. I'm like, listen, single dude for this trip, you know, no family plan or nothing. They tell me single. I'm talking about like for a single.
One person. One person using this account.
They tell me something like 229. I said, I didn't say the family plan. I didn't say I want to sign up for none of the classes. Just me. So when I go back.
Is this like prepaid for a year?
No, this is monthly. So when I
$229?
Yeah. They have went up immensely. Yes. If you call up to Lifetime. So when I tell them I go back and forth that I don't agree with it, this is what she said.
Do you get a massage every day?
I think I had the basic plan. But this is where it gets crazy, y'all. Y'all think it has gotten crazy. Guess what they tell me that I had to bust them out and leave them speechless? I said, well, no, this don't make sense. This and that. She tells me the reason they can charge that much. This is what the company told her to tell me. That they're not a
because they're criminal.
They're not a fitness center.
Ah, lifestyle.
They're a country club.
Oh.
When I got through ripping her about country clubs and ones I'd have been a part of in my family and Googled them and showed them, these are the ones that's in the. It's like she got like this is what they. They have gotten so high and mighty. Now they do provide a lot of stuff up there.
Yeah, they have a
great situation. They have a lot. They have a lot of stuff. I think they have. It's a big time situation. But that is extremely crazy to think they that.
No, you're literally a fitness center.
Yeah,
it's in your name.
Yes.
I'm on the website right now.
Like, have they rebranded Lifetime Country Club?
Yeah,
they are. Athletic Country Club.
See, I didn't even Google it. Like, I wasn't even smart enough to do. I was just speechless from the phone. They told me they was a country club, bro.
Where's the golf course? Just saying.
He's not wrong.
Right across the street, there is Ridgeway Country Club. There's a golf course.
Athletic Country Club. I never even heard, like, yes, that's how high and mighty they have gotten.
So they've just rebranded.
Completely.
Was it ever like an, I always assumed that it was like part of a chain. Was it like independent? Because to me, it's like they've like split off.
No, somebody told me it's one, and because my partner moved to Dallas, he still got his membership. Somebody in Phoenix. I think Lifetime is in multiple cities.
Yeah, I knew it was not one of the bigger ones, but like I thought there was multiple nationwide locations.
No.
It is nationwide.
Yeah.
But I have found the one here on Houston Levy starting $159 a month.
Yeah, and they didn't went down from when I...
because nobody paid $229 for a gym membership.
No, when people say starting, when you call, they probably going to say something. Unless you put a play the whole year up front, then it is $209. And this thing I like about this show, Jeffrey and George are so smart, guys. They stay with these laptops, and that lets you know I'm not just on here telling a story.
Well, no, because it's like when you hear
my story,
when you hear
I'm telling the truth,
we never fault anyone for that.
No,
but when you hear those numbers, that sounds insane.
Yes, for because most fitness centers want you in there so bad, they're going to run in Memphis between $25 and $50. Not to hate on them, I'm gonna tell you who does a great special that does almost everything they do, and they ain't number 29. They coming in town doing a great job. Crunch. Everything is new.
I've heard good things.
Crunch got massage, and Crunch ain't number
taking
20.
Over a Steinmart near you. I feel like they always just R.I.P.
That Steinmart that was next to the Fresh Market. Oh, yeah. R.I.P.
They got that.
I know they do.
What was that in Cordova that took over? Was that a Tuesday morning or something?
All right, remind me which one it is, because like I feel like everything in Cordova has been multiple things.
It's in that shopping center at Dexter, and it's a Kroger's next to it.
Okay, so it's in the big one.
The big Wingstop over there. Geez.
Hell, that was probably a TJ Maxx.
Marshall's is in that shopping center. I think that was a, do y'all remember this place called Tuesday or something?
Tuesday morning.
Yeah, Tuesday morning is it. That's like a Home Goods.
I was about to say, isn't it like Arts and Crafts or something like that?
It's like, you know how there's like Marshall and TJ Maxx? One of them is like.
One is Home Goods, one is.
Tuesday morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. It's all the same thing. It's just like warehouse space.
Oh, okay. So I think I never went in Tuesday morning. I don't believe, but
clearly I haven't either.
I started seeing them. But you know, Crunch is good. LA is good. But no, that's my story, Jeff. When you said that about that, I'm like, dude, I had a lady trying to overcharge me and say they was a country club.
I'm out on that branding.
Yeah.
that's a rebrand I cannot support.
I don't care how nice it is.
Because
I don't
like,
care that
thing.
You play pickleball
no,
there.
Here's
get
why.
Over yourself.
Here's why. There's going to be some blowhard that's like, at the country club. Oh, really?
and they mean the Lifetime Fitness? Come on, man.
So
that's ridiculous.
You gonna invite me to play golf?
Matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to get something off of this. I'm actually going to sign up now, start some company where I tell my clients, being with me,
this
you get a six-month of
the
country club.
Oh, my goodness.
Do they have a restaurant?
They do. Now, I will say this. I haven't been there. They do.
Sit
got,
down?
Yeah. I mean, I think they got some healthy choice. He has the laptop in front of him. I haven't been there in a minute, but they do have a lot of – they're not a country club. Let me get that out.
We've established that.
But they do have a lot of stuff they try to add to that gym. It's a lot that goes on.
Well, this
on.
Used to be my argument against – do y'all remember where the Heisman Trophy was always presented? The Downtown Athletic Club? And seven-year-old me was like, they have a golf course in downtown Manhattan? And my parents were like trying to – well, not every athletic club that you've ever been is like a golf course. Like, they were like – that was always tried to explain to me, but like that one used to drive me insane. It's like there's nothing. It's just like people going and playing squash.
It feels like if enough high end people come somewhere, you can try to brand it with.
Oh,
you
absolutely.
Because it is high end people that go to Lifetime. I will give them that though. I remember when it first opened. Like I just might have been fit. Grizzlies, a lot of people used to go up in there or whatever.
Oh yeah, I mean back when everyone was
when
living
first,
out east. Yeah,
when it first opened, like it was a. Is it showing like? Restaurant,
so
he smiled. No,
cafeteria.
No, they do. They've got like, it looks like a very nice cafe. It does. They call it Life Cafe.
Oh, not a bistro?
No, not quite. But hear me out on this. Membership, what membership exclusive gets you here now, it's 20% off for the first 30 days of membership.
What a steal. Cafe. It's like they're paying you. So it covers your tip. Awesome.
Whoever wrote
their... That's a good-looking sandwich, I'm not going to lie.
Hey, whoever wrote their stuff, I do want to meet them for my next business.
It was probably ChatGPT.
Okay, yeah.
This looks like it might have
been. Yeah, I mean, like, it's just like, that's just everything. All right, quickly before we get to Munz, let's do one buy, sell short, or go to Reddit. All right, boys, we're in NBA preseason prediction time. Kevin Pelton's computer, I mentioned this at the end of yesterday's show. Buy, sell short, or go to Reddit. The Memphis Grizzlies fans should take 51-31 and the 4 seed, but losing to the Clippers in the first round in 6, and additionally, the 13th pick in the draft, because that's where the Suns would end up being, and that would be the pick. So if you think about all the things that are on the table this year, so think about it this way. So you got the whole season. That would be a regular season well above expectations. And because I think right now win total is somewhere between 40.5, 41.5. I haven't.
Last I saw it was 40.
I haven't perused it. So we're talking 10-11 games.
And what's that?
Kevin Pelton's computer has them at 51-31, finishing fourth in the West. But it has them in the first round series, which they would host, losing in 6 to the Clippers. So it is a first round exit. Mm-hmm. But it would be that's a lot of regular season wins. That's a lot of good basketball that you can go see down at FedEx Forum. But then the flip side of it is the Suns. So basically the way it works is the Wizards have their own pick, or the worst, if the Suns pick is better, aka like if the Suns pick is number 1 and the Wizards pick is number 2, they're getting the Suns pick, and then the Grizzlies would get the lesser of the two. But because everyone thinks the Wizards are going to be god-awful, everyone's just kind of making the logical assumption the Wizards' pick will be worse than the Suns, so therefore the Grizzlies are really mainly paying attention to what the Suns' pick would be. This has the Suns getting bounced in the play-in, therefore the 13th out of 14 picks in the lottery. So the keys would be you do win 51 games, which would be a significant... it'd be an increase over last year, but also... finishing fourth in the West, pretty respectable, but it's still a first-round exit. Buy, sell short, or go to Reddit. Fans should take that.
That is a tough question, just because of the outcome.
You want me to go first while you think it over?
You can go. I would say
bye. Right. Well, no. Okay, we're saying. I'm with you.
My bad.
No, I wasn't going to interrupt you. I just thought you wanted to think about it.
Okay, my bad.
And so I was afraid that you didn't want to say I'd buy it. And so I was going to say I'll do it.
Because it feel like we putting them down if we say we buy it.
No, it's the sense of it's another first-round exit. And so first-round exits can always lead to maybe some late-season disgruntlement. But the way that I would look at it is if they did go 51-31, a lot of good things would actually have happened. If they go 51-31, doesn't mean all of these things have happened, but it means likely you got a pretty lengthy amount of Ja, a lengthy amount of Jaren. Edie probably came back and was good, or good in his role. I'm not saying he has to be an all-NBA center, but the 25 to 30-minute center that maybe he doesn't close every game, but when he's on the floor, he gives you good minutes, whatnot. And it means somebody hit on the wing. Hopefully it would be Coward. I don't know if that's the thing, but it's like enough good things you can check off. The hesitation that I have is like, what does another first-round exit mean?
And that's what I was looking at. I would say that sometimes you get something good at 13. Sometimes after the first 7-8 picks, it all become like, what do you need? You know what I mean? So I have to look at next year's draft a little harder.
So, again, I'm not a scout. The reputation of this draft class is that this draft class is going to be better and deeper. Does that mean the 13th pick is going to be a steal? I have no idea. History would suggest that's not even a coin flip. It's less than a coin flip. But there have been plenty of players that have hit from 13.
For sure. I like it just because I guess I want to look at the positive on this. And y'all know I'm not a huge bettor. But on this, I just like the 51 and 31, especially when – because I'm going to say this too, Jeff, so much good stuff had to happen. Do you know how tough the West is this year? And if you're saying a number four seed in the West this year, that's unbelievable. So I'm looking at the positive on that. I definitely would take that. And I didn't know we were so low as in 40 games either. I guess people are looking at the Grizzlies a lot lower now than we looked at them a couple months ago because some people thought that they would still be in the mix. And
I think there's a couple of things at play on the Vegas win total. Number one, for whatever reason, better or worse, like the Grizzlies win totals, they more times than not exceed it. So whether or not you want to say, well, they're better than the sum of their parts, that's fine. But I think what most people are looking at is, okay, because I think last year they were around 43 or 44 and they finished with 48, or maybe it was 45. It was something like they went over it, but not like they didn't crush it, but they went over it. And then they got rid of Bane. So they get rid of one of their three best players, knock it down a few games, and I'm pretty sure probably everyone's just baking in, well, Morant's probably not playing all year.
But we haven't been – I was going to say, with the getting rid of Baines, I mean, that was to me more on the pay thing because everybody hadn't been healthy a lot at one time either, though.
Well, I mean, to me, it's like if you want to talk about the health, like who is healthy? I mean, even the Thunder – like, the Thunder weren't necessarily healthier than everyone else, except for in the playoffs. Like, they basically had everyone. But the difference was they just had unbelievable depth.
They super deep. Bro.
Correct. Like, and so, like, when they could have, whatever, 30 games without Holmgren or, you know, SGA played the whole season, but that's basically about it. They had guys that were out at different points of time.
And that's pretty impressive, too, now that you think about it. I think SGA would play 82 games, or almost 82 or 70.
Why did I think it was 78 off the top of my head?
That's amazing in this time, because what other star is playing every game? What, maybe Jaylen Brown or no?
And even they, like, Brown and Tatum were, like, they're usually around the 70 to 72 mark.
Okay, even Brown is. I know Tatum. What is Greek Freak? Is he around? He get banged.
Well, he missed games last year, but normally he is. All right, SGA last year. SJ was 76.
Okay, he's 76.
Okay. Who do you want, Greek Freak?
Jalen Brunson, Greek Freak, yeah.
All right, Giannis was 67, but the year before he was 73. He's had 77, 81, 80, 80, 75, 72, 63. Like, yeah, I mean, he's on there. All right, Jalen Brown or Brunson?
Brunson.
Brunson played 65 last year.
Really?
He had the weird hand, didn't he? No, it was an ankle, I thought. I thought like he, like, remember like...
Oh, okay. I thought it was in a playoff. Okay.
But, I mean, Brunson the year before?
77. The year before that, 68. The year before that, 79. So, yeah. Like, so
that's
high big, 60s into the 70s, usually.
That's big time. Do Booker miss? Is somebody who never missed?
Booker played like 72 last year.
I was going to say, I feel like Booker plays more often than not.
I know
75 last year for Booker.
I know they say, I know he's not a super, superstar. That guy from the Knicks ever misses.
Mikal Bridges.
Bridges
just doesn't.
Yeah, they say he haven't missed, one game in 3 years or some crazy.
I don't think Bridges has ever missed a game.
82. Then he played the year he got traded.
That 83? Yeah, he played 83 that year.
Because he was at Phoenix and Brooklyn.
Yep, the year before that.
83.
Did they say he missed? No, they were talking about
82,
72, 73, 82. Wow. He deserved a bonus in his age.
I mean, it hasn't been the case recently, but like it was always my LeBron argument. Like, hey, man, in a day and age of load management, like, the dude played.
For sure. You got to get it to him.
Coming to a city near you.
We'll see whenever he's over sciatica.
Yeah, what is this injury?
I have no idea.
Like, it sounded like a drug that you would see, like, advertised during a golf tournament. Like, it's like in between, like, financial planning. It was like that kind of, like, drug.
Oh, that sounds, like, not fun. Just definition, pain affecting back, hip, outer side of the leg caused by compression of a nerve root in the lower back.
So we've come up with a term for being old.
Yeah.
Basically, it's just like he hurt his back.
Pretty much.
And it takes longer to recover.
Yeah. You don't bounce back like you did. So that's basically what we did. Like I had what did you call it? Sialic?
Sciatica.
Sciatica? Yeah, that sounds a little close to Cialis. I definitely had that this weekend.
Oh, after
from just swinging a golf club. Yes. Yeah. Like one too many times. Like the back. Like I woke up on the first day after playing 36, and I was just happy that I didn't collapse out of bed. Like the fact that I was able to stand fairly sturdy on the ground, like I viewed that as a win.
It is at this age, because I don't know what's going on. I still don't say we old, Jeff, even though we are. But when you just wake up, I think George a little younger than us, when you wake up and there's some hurting for no, you like,
oh, no.
I am kind of getting old, because like nothing happened to me yesterday, and why am I waking up? And
if we want to lie to ourselves and say we're not old, that's fine. Like I understand there are people that are older. They're going to be like, you ain't old. We're washed. The first time, to me, like the number one example of when you wake up and you realize you're washed, the day that you wake up and you hurt something sleeping, like you pulled a muscle and you're like oblique or whatnot, you just slept wrong and you're like out for 3 or 4 days, that's when you're washed.
Well, we are washed in that case, but this is the thing. How do you get hurt sleeping or pull something sleeping?
That's the whole point. You're just washed. Like, you're not in good shape anymore. Like, you tweak something like just sleeping.
Just sleeping.
Correct.
I would say if you take that
You've never done that where you, like, pull like,
no.
something in your side?
I wake up all the time and there's stuff going on that I'm like, even now, this might sound crazy. I don't want nobody to think I'm crazy and none in my house. I haven't even woke up with scratches on me. And I'm just like.
Oh, no, that's that happens.
Y'all
all the
know
time.
What I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like,
that's nuts.
Especially during, like, what if it's like when the seasons change, your skin gets real dry, you probably just start scratching the crap out of yourself sleeping? Yeah, no, that's.
Yeah, I'm like.
Yeah, no, that all the time.
Okay. I'm like,
that's regular.
No,
where did this come
that's
from?
Normal.
Like, I'm talking about in my bed by myself, not even nobody in there.
No, no, you just wake up, you're like, where did that. Did I get a cat? Like,
yeah. I think the age, I would say, Jeffrey, when we was coming up, if you just say it out in the world, what age starts at being old? I think you would say probably around 45. And even now, that's kind of because, I don't know if you know this, Jeffrey, or y'all see this often, or if you Google ChatGPT, but I was thinking I couldn't have another kid because I'm almost 40. But I see so many 45-year-old men now, old coaches I bumped into in the mall that has hand babies now like ever before. Like, I don't remember this many 40-year-olds.
It used to be my favorite game when I was covering Ole Miss down in Oxford. Daughter or second wife?
It's a tougher game than you think.
It was quite fun.
Oh.
Shout out my boy Hugh Kellenberger. He invented it. All right,
that's a difficult game. That was tough.
You're going to get somebody in trouble, right?
There's a lot that you think are like obvious. Like, oh, come on. You're like, oh, wow, I missed on that one. That one was tough. Woo. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, Munz joins the program next right here on Jeff Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Jason Munns is the Tiger basketball beat writer for The Commercial Appeal. You can follow him on X at Munsley. Munns, I know you didn't pick this song, but I appreciate George picking. This is another guy I feel like from our Austin scene that my dad loved, Christopher Cross.
Yeah. No, I totally dropped the ball.
It's okay. I forgive you
this week. But this one right here, this song right here is more than capable of filling in.
No doubt about it. All right, so I want to get into a couple of basketball questions because we had a couple of staff additions, but my obligatory. Where do they stand on College Game Day?
Well, I mean, every ounce of like reporting that I've been able to do on this, and that's talking to Tim Pernetti at the American, and talking to or seeing what Ed Scott put out on social media a day or two ago. I know they're still in the running. Nobody seems to know exactly like how far it's narrowed down. Like, is Memphis one of three choices, or they one of five choices, whatever. It's like nobody knows. I mean, it's one of those things that ESPN just keeps super close to the vest. Here's the thing, and I don't want to like be a
party pooper.
I don't want to be a party pooper, but like it's. Like I first mentioned College Game Day to someone at Memphis, to Memphis Sports Information Director Kirk Downs, after in the parking lot at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium after they beat Arkansas. So like I've been kind of on this train for a while, but it just seems unlikely. If LSU goes into Nashville and beats Vanderbilt, and then they go back home, obviously, and they're playing Texas A&M, like that's a potential top seven matchup. If A&M beats Arkansas this weekend, that's going to be really, really hard to beat. And then the flip side of that is if Vanderbilt upsets LSU, then they're hosting Missouri next week in Nashville. Vanderbilt hasn't hosted game day in like 20 years, almost 20 years. So, and then
I believe I think it was like 08. I was in Europe when it happened. And it was like a 3-2 game against Auburn. It was like an all time awful game.
Well, maybe that'll scare them off.
Yeah.
But then again, you got Diego Pavia.
Correct.
And like his whole story and the fact that like Vandy has been sort of, you know, like not great for a long time. It's a good story. So, but I do think that like, Here's what I've sort of been informed of. There are people in high positions who are hounding ESPN. Like there are people that are banging that drum for Memphis and South Florida to get that spot. It's just, you know, the early kickoff, and I don't know. But listen, it would be awesome. It would be awesome. It feels like they got some stiff competition.
Yeah, it feels like you got to thread this weird needle. Because to your point, All right, so A&M is at Arkansas. I'm trying to do this from memory. A&M's at Arkansas. They're like 7.5-point favorites.
Yep.
Mizzou is at Auburn. I think that game flipped.
Correct.
I think Mizzou's like a 2-point favorite now.
Right.
And then LSU, as you mentioned, at Vandy. So it's all three road games, but basically. It seems like the easiest way to do it is have LSU lose to Vandy and then have Auburn beat Missouri.
Yes. Now that would be that would be like a good, like that. Those would both be very good things. for Memphis. And I don't, you know, if we're talking about other matchups that could steal the spotlight, like I don't believe this in my heart of hearts, but man, there was so much noise around Indiana this past week. And obviously they're number three in the country this week. And I forget who they're playing this week, but
they've got funny man, you got Michigan State on the cock.
Okay, well next week
UCLA,
they got Nico, and I know UCLA is bad, but you got Nico and you've got potential, you know, like at least top three if they win this weekend. Indiana, and again they were getting a lot of pub this past week when they won. So I don't think that, again, I don't think game.
The only problem with that is, I mean, UCLA plays Maryland.
Yeah.
There's a way you could spin that if they're undefeated with Skipper, who's now mm-hmm. kind of become a media darling and mm-hmm. for good reason, he's trying to get the job. I don't blame him. Mm-hmm. And his team's clearly like they've played noticeably better under him than they did under Foster. So I understand that. I guess the other problem that I have with it is, like, I think as a fan base, yeah, you want to see people stumping for you, but when it's just you and I talking, I don't know how much that matters. Like, you know what I mean? No. Like in the end, it's television executives making decisions. I haven't noticed a lot of stumping that matters when they make decisions.
That is correct. That is exactly how I feel. But all that said, like, Memphis absolutely deserves game day. Next week against, well, provided they beat UAB and provided USF, I forget who they have this week.
USF has FAU. Obviously, right. Memphis has UAB. We do have the interim coach factor of, I don't know if UAB, it's like, I think their roster is probably the reason why they're bad, but I don't think Trent Dilfer helped anything.
No.
Knowing the very little that I know about Alex Mortensen, he's always been a very likable guy. So I mm-hmm. guess you could say it's the possibility of an interim coach bump. But if they go and lose that game, then there's no point in even talking about it.
It's over, yeah, for sure. They got to win. And so does USF, I think. But
I mean, one is a 20. I think USF's like a 21-point favorite, and then maybe they're both 21-point favorites.
Yeah, maybe. But all I know is 6 years ago when game day came here for the SMU game in early November, Memphis went nuts. And I think that has to count for something. It's been here once in history, and at one time it was amazing. Now, I know they probably won't be able to do it on Beale Street because of the early kickoff. And, I mean, obviously that was a big part of what made it so special. Last time was they did it on this sort of grand stage, this really grandiose setting or whatever. But Memphis, I think, is going to give ESPN and game day a lot to think about, or I think they already have.
Yeah, I guess my whole thing is, I know John got bothered by the kickoff. I kind of set that aside of the, okay, that matters in the sense of you can't do it at Beale.
Right.
But there's been plenty of college game days where they kick it off, like they send it over to kickoff. Like a mm-hmm. couple of years back, there was a Georgia-Arkansas game where they sent it to kickoff. Like the kickoff time as it pertained to game day didn't bother me, but it does obviously, like to me, it implies that they're going to have to probably do it on campus.
Yeah, well, yeah, or right there.
I'm sorry, on Tiger Lane. At the stadium. Sorry.
And I think that would be completely fine. Like, I mean,
I don't know how much you got to watch of Missouri, Alabama. They were spinning the crap out of the, yes, this end zone's under construction. Here's like, there was like five different mentionings of what they're doing to their end zone.
Right. So yeah, there would. I think
so. That's why it's closed off. Like they're building something. No way. How about that?
I mean, I don't know. It would be a good way. You know, you've got the Fred Smith angle because this is, you know, he passed earlier this year, and like he obviously is a big. He and FedEx are obviously a huge part of that construction and the stuff that's still going on there that's still under construction. So, I mean, like there's storylines like crazy. You know, there's guest pickers like there's you got enough to throw in a hat on the guest picker front. So I really think that that Memphis is a strong contender.
I guess this will be the question. All right, who plays? Because Auburn, Missouri's late, or that's the SEC Network game. Doesn't Vandy and LSU, doesn't that kick off our day? Isn't that an 11 a.m.?
No, I think it's what, 2, 3, whatever. I'm almost positive.
It's the early ABC. It's the 11 because
really?
It's okay. 11 a.m. Then it's Georgia, Ole Miss, and then it's third Saturday October. If Vanderbilt, I can't even call it an upset. They're now, the line keeps going up. Like, they're 2.5-point favorites. But if Vanderbilt beats LSU, will we have long enough to, like, wonder whether or not Justin Timberlake's going to be the guest picker? Who were your other options?
Glorilla.
Yeah, she's having a moment.
D'Angelo Williams, Penny Hardaway. Trying to think who else would be a good one right now.
Heard, you got any suggestions?
No, he named some good ones. I was looking at George.
Who's George got?
I'm bumping Penny because ESPN's also doing the St. Jude Classic that coming Monday.
Nice.
Yeah, I would get that vote.
It's all starting to sort of come together a little bit when you think about it. Yeah.
Maybe that's the wrong – I feel like maybe we're going with the wrong angle. It feels like everyone's been doing, like, the applying pressure. Why don't we guilt trip them?
Ooh.
Like, why don't we do the ultimate? Oh, so you don't want to help out sick kids?
That is a great idea. That is a really good
really?
Idea. And I think you just started it.
I'm just saying, like, oh, ESPN hates sick kids. Oh, there's another thing.
I don't know. I mean, maybe
they hate college conference alignments, and they mainly hate sick kids.
And group of five.
Correct. And G5 football. G6 or whatever we are.
Yeah. G6, yeah. I don't know. It's whatever works. I think whatever needs to be done to get it here, I don't think any of us should be above it.
No, I think that's more than fair. All right, speaking of Penny Hardaway, we've had some roster additions. I guess let's start with first the news that Roy Rogers has been hired as an assistant. He was last on staff with the Blazers. Is that correct?
That is correct. Spent the last 4 seasons with the Blazers, yes.
Okay, so by your estimation, when did his name start coming about?
I first heard it probably a month and a half ago or so, maybe about a month ago. It was starting to float a little bit. I did some checking and asked around and heard from some people who know him who thought that was a little bit of a stretch given the fact that he has literally never coached in college. And also given the fact that he is extremely well regarded in NBA circles. I mean, he's largely considered one of the better like coaches of, you know, big men, defense and rebounding in the NBA. But it was, you know, he got caught up in the staff shakeup in Portland where Chauncey Billups let go of his entire, like all of his assistants earlier this year. So
that'll solve it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
that's always a good sign. Then nothing bad can happen, right?
That's always the go-to. It's like either, you know, these whether it's in college or in the pros, the GMs or the athletic directors go to their head coach and they're like, hey, it isn't going very well. Either you got to make a change or we're going to make a change. And if you let us do it, it's going to be you. So
Taylor Jenkins says good luck.
Yeah, yeah. So he was a casualty of that in Portland, and now he's coming to Memphis, and I would wager he's going to be in charge of Penny Hardaway's front court.
And I guess this was something that Jeff and John were discussing this morning. It does feel like if you're just going to go strictly, hey, what's the position group where you just need the basketball coach? That's the one that probably makes the most sense, right? Because that's the area that probably gives you the most concern. Like, hey, if you can maybe pick up some technique or, you know, you can have someone that taps into 20 years of knowledge from the NBA level, like it does feel like that's the group that you would want the help at.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's on point. My thing is outside of Tariq Ingram, and I know Aaron Bradshaw, he's listed at 7'1". He's telling people the last couple of weeks that he's actually 7'2". I get that. Like, he comes across as a big man, but on that roster, he is listed as a forward. And that's exactly how Penny Hardaway is going to use him. Like, yeah, sure, he's going to be around the basket some, but he's also as much or more going to be out on the perimeter. He's going to let him shoot. Penny's going to give Aaron Bradshaw quite a bit of opportunities, outside. I don't know how much William Horton and, I mean, I know, okay, Tierno Silla, but even he's more of a four. So, like, yeah. Coach Rogers is going to be working largely with probably Silla and obviously Tariq Ingram. I think that's how that's going to shake out. Of course you got Simon Majok, the other 7-footer who is also on the roster, but I'm not sure how much he's going to play this year. So the good thing for Coach Rogers, yeah, it's only 3 weeks till the season opener that he's getting hired, but, and I know he's been around the facility kind of a little bit here in the last couple of weeks, but Tariq Ingram is going into his seventh season, so he's going to be working with a guy, and Tierno Silla is going into his fourth season, so he's working with guys, veteran guys. It's not going to be like I can't imagine it's going to be like a huge.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.